everybody. Welcome to episode 147 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Ryan De La Rosa. I'm not even saying fill in anymore because I feel like I've been doing this a lot lately.
You're pretty much the host.
Yeah. With me this week is Dylan Rausch.
Hola.
And Gabe Philbin.
I am also here.
He is.
He's still an intern, though.
Ryan, how many frames does this podcast run at?
I think it's at least 30 frames per second.
We're not locked in at 60?
No, we can't. Fuck. We're trying to optimize.
But dude, everyone hates us now.
I know. We can't even. We're like upscaled 1080p.
Fuck.
Like, it's not even full. I know.
Dylan, please tell me you have good news.
I do. Well, no, it's more of a question I was going to ask you guys.
Okay.
Is this podcast elite?
Absolutely.
I feel like we go on the same level of Joe Flacco. So if he does well, we do well.
What we're lacking in resolution and frames, we make up for with fun
and eliteness. We bring that elite factor that other podcasts just don't.
Yeah.
Whether or not we're running at 1080p, 60 frames per second.
Yeah. Who needs that shit?
Yeah.
Certainly not me.
Do we run at 4K though?
If we don't do the other things, I'm gonna say no.
Oh.
I think you have to get through the 1080p to get.
Oh, because 4K? I see here that Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes is gonna be 4K compatible on PC.
What?
And I thought, you know, maybe we could do the same thing that Ground Zeroes does, but I guess not.
That's like the biggest news ever. I have a 4K monitor I can steal from work.
You actually have a 4K monitor at work?
Yeah.
Really? Is it actually nice?
Yeah, 4K monitors are really cool.
Really?
Just
because Vizio actually has a
them?
Vizio
nothing
has
really
a,
uses 4K.
Vizio just like released. I don't know if they're actually on market yet, but they revealed at least really cheap 4K TVs. Like they have a 50-inch that's like $1,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm just trying to think. There isn't any nothing that really. What's the point of getting 4K?
You can look at that like 1 gig size photo of Reggie you have on your hard drive.
You're right, actually.
In glorious 4K resolution.
My god. I have RoboCop in 4K.
I wonder how many backgrounds there are in 4K.
Probably not a lot.
Jesus Christ. 4K seems like something that's just dying away slowly. Like, it was something that was, like, brought up, like, it was like, hey, look how cool this is, and then no one really cared.
Well, because no one really utilized it.
Because there's no point.
About 4K?
Yeah. No one cares about 4K.
Well, it's just the same as when HD TVs first came out. I think 4K will be big in just a couple years. They just need to get cheaper. Like, yeah. I think it'll be fine. Like, I think it will be the next step.
I want a 24-inch monitor from Asus, which isn't a good monitor, by the way. Just letting everyone know. It was like $600.
That's how much mine actually costed when I got it like 5 years ago. And this is just 1920x1200.
I think that people are excited about it, but they looked at that price tag and went, nope. But in a few years, it's just going to be all there is.
Well, another big problem is, just a fun fact, the customer who bought it when running 4K videos, everything was stuttering. And we couldn't figure out why. Well, figured out why. The Asus's monitor doesn't support, 60 hertz unless you change the settings to DisplayPort 2.0.
Weird.
Yep. And Asus had no idea. Their tech support line, they had no clue. So the whole thing was locked in the 30 hertz, and we could not figure out why. And then just kind of looking at Newegg reviews, they're like, oh yeah, you need to switch your display port to 2.0 or 1.2. And I was like, what? Yep. So don't trust Asus. They fucking suck.
Strange.
Yeah, I've never had luck with them.
Well, that and their tech support is atrocious.
Their tech support.
It's like the worst tech support. I am tech support.
I know a thing or two.
Asus is the worst tech support I've ever had to deal with. I'd much rather deal with Supermicro again.
So, what have we been playing that hasn't been 4K TVs? because none of us have 4K.
Oh, I just bought that Persona 5 game.
Oh boy,
the new one.
Ultimax.
What's it called, Gabe?
Persona Ultimax? 4 Ultimate. Oh, wait, is it Persona 4?
Persona Arena? 4 Gold Arena.
Is it Persona 4 Arena Ultimax? The Persona fighting game that says Ultimax in it.
I don't know, but it's got the best tutorial. Next to maybe Skullgirls.
Yeah, because that's what fucking fighting games are missing. Every fighting game has no
serious.
Fucking... Yeah,
I
know.
Some of them just throw you to the wolves, and you're like,
They tell you how to kick and punch, and then they're like, go for it. And then they don't tell you, like, all the other things of the game.
Yep, and the combo list actually kind of makes sense, too, instead of, like, having vague, fierce... What? Okay. It's like color coordinated for the PS3 controller. Mm-hmm. So it's like downright red. And you're like, oh, that's circle.
Neat.
Cool.
So it's got really good. I haven't played enough of it to really give an opinion on it yet, other than it's got the best tutorial that actually teaches you about cancels and stuff, which I don't ever see that.
I don't even know if there's a tutorial in Smash Bros.
Probably not. There's never, as far as I know.
I'm
going to
do some investigative journalism right now.
You should.
Yeah.
Been
up to anything else, Dylan?
I played Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Oh, okay.
How was that?
I love that game.
How many people did you slaughter?
Yeah.
I killed one person who was like breaking my benches and stuff. And my security wouldn't do anything, so I dragged that fucker to the gulag.
I missed that expansion pack of Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 with the gulag.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, police brutality.
Yeah, just strolling through the Smash Bros. Menus, I do not see any training.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
There is training on Smash Brothers.
Really? Where?
Yeah, you gotta go to, shit, it's under...
So, like, games and more, and then solo.
And then solo, and then there's a training one in there.
There's a training mode, but isn't that just, like, that's just, like, you against a dummy. That's not, like, that's not teach you how to play.
No, I thought I saw something else that was along those lines, but no, I didn't.
Like, Smash Bros. Has always had that, like, training room thing where you can just, like, practice combos on a guy that's moving, not moving, whatever it is.
Which is kind of what that is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of pointless in this kind of game, because there isn't really combos and shit.
Smash Bros. Doesn't have combos of, like, other fighting games. Like, not even close. It's just, like, it'll be, like, little
combos. I much prefer, like, the targets thing, where they put the targets in the really difficult-to-hit places. That was actually much more useful, because it taught you where you can, when and where you can use your moves to hit that specific target.
I don't even know if that's in this...
You're kidding me, right?
I don't know. I haven't dove too deep into.
But seriously, the targets mode in Smash Brothers was the best training you could do because it taught you exactly when you had to use your move to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually put to good use.
Because
Smash Brothers is all about hitting them in the air,
punch them in the ding ding.
Unlike Sony. Brothers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Press the trigger.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dylan.
Sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about. Stop it.
I don't know what that game is.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So you've been up to anything else other than dragging innocent civilians who fuck up your benches to the gulag?
No, not really. Yeah, no, I watched some movies at my parents' house, and that was about it.
Watch?
What movies?
Halloween.
Did you watch American Flatulators?
No, but Ryan, you have that.
I do, because Dylan
actually,
sent
guys,
me a copy.
The whole thing is on YouTube.
The whole movie?
Yeah.
Yes. So now, Ryan,
I don't even need the VHS.
Gaseous
well, yeah,
clay.
Because since I don't have to feel bad about pirating it because I own a copy. On VHS, no less.
Like, frankly, if there's a movie on YouTube, like, that's so easy to get taken down, and if they haven't put the effort in to take it down, I think it's fine to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan sent me a copy of American Flatulators.
On VHS.
On VHS.
How the fuck did you buy a VHS off Amazon?
Because it was like $3.
And I apologize.
The shipping probably cost more.
I apologize to Prototype for thinking it was him because it was from someone named Jeff.
Yeah. No, okay, so this is what, like, if I was Ryan, I would have been, like, freaking out a little bit. Because he got a package from some guy named Jeff in Arizona that he wasn't expecting, and it was just a VHS copy of American Flatulators.
Yeah, there was a moment of like,
The best part was in the chat. You were just like, I think Jeff sent this.
Did Prototype send me a VHS tape? Like, no, I don't think so. And then, like, if that was your thought, it's like, how did Prototype get your address?
Yeah, well, there's multiple ways to get that. Yeah. I won't give them away.
Ask me.
It is pretty easy to get my address.
That whole time, and I was just answering, oh, man, I don't know. That's kind of weird. And like, I sent a message to Harris. I was like, Ryan doesn't know it was me.
Yeah, you're just like, that is weird, man. Idiot.
Why am I an idiot, Harris? Because I don't know. Because it was marked from somebody else, like, and it's a movie that no one has ever mentioned.
I thought the name would have given it away. The Robo Lover,
right? But that could have been anyone who listens to the show.
Robo Lover.
It gave it away.
I didn't know.
It gave
about
it away
that
when you made that exact comment without me telling anyone that was on the package.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, it was Dylan.
I was going to write RoboFucker, but I was like, Amazon might not send that.
I wonder what Amazon limits in their gift messaging. I haven't tested there.
It wasn't even gift messaging. It was who he addressed it to.
It was
just
Ryan RoboLover Delarosa.
Yeah.
And Harris did that to me. He's Dylan the Diddler.
Yeah.
Rachel did gave Baby Goat Philbin to me.
Well, and, see, no, what my friends like
my
to do...
Fucking, like, office attendee wouldn't give me the package until I explained to her what baby goat meant.
She sent it to your office?
Well, it's just when a package is sent to my apartment, they hold it in the real estate office.
Oh, okay.
When, what my friends like to do is they put a return address from something embarrassing. So, like, you know, not this on the nose, but it'll be something along the lines of, you know, Viagra or Dick Pills or something like
Dick Pills LLC.
Yeah, yeah, they'll put stuff like that on the return address.
Don't worry, Ryan, we'll send some to Harris and address it to like Harris Cunt Lips Foster.
Well, now he's gonna know.
Shit.
I was thinking just make the return address like Clown Porn Inc.
So Harris was smoking online. I was like, Harris, I'm going to tell your mother, and I said her name, and he's like, how did you get her name? That was, like, his biggest concern.
Yeah, like, we all know Harris's mom's name. It's not that hard. It's Rachel. It's pretty easy to know.
Yeah. No, we don't know anyone with that name.
Video games, Ryan. What have you been playing?
I played a little bit of Smash Brothers.
Oh, me too.
Over the weekend.
How's that treating you?
It's good. I've been rocking Mega Man.
Oh, Super Fighting Robot.
It's good except for the controls, right?
They're not too bad.
Yeah, like I'm okay with them. Like, it just Smash Bros. Is a great showing of how bad the 3DS is. it sucks to hold. The circle pads, like, not great. But, like, I don't know, like, I don't... The only thing I can't consistently do are, like, tilt controls. Like up tilts and those kind of moves.
Up tilts.
Yeah, so, like, controls?
Yeah, tilt controls. It doesn't actually use tilt controls. But, like, up tilt will be... So, like, Mario, his, like, directly up, if you hold the analog...
Talking, like, diagonal.
It's like
the diagonal attacks.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And like those are kind of hard to like nail.
Well, yeah, I keep landing doing one when I'm trying to do the other.
Yeah.
Either direction. Like I'm trying to do straight up and he keeps doing the diagonal move.
Mine's just always the up. I'm just like, yeah, goddamn it.
Yeah.
That's my main issue with the controls. But like it's against like NPCs or computers, it's fine. Like it's fun and silly little stuff. It's like you can't really get too competitive on 3DS, I don't think. But that'll just have to wait for the Wii U version, which is rumored to come out like November 21st, which hopefully that's true.
You can't get too competitive on the 3DS version because the online
doesn't
warped.
Fucking. Have you had one match that's like good?
I haven't even tried. I've heard so many bad things.
I've tried maybe 10 times now. I've had one game that wasn't like unplayable, and it wasn't even like it was probably like 200 milliseconds of lag in between the commands. And fighting games, that's pretty tough to deal with. And then there's slowdown on top of that. It's like, god damn it. Like, fucking Super Street Fighter 4, a launch game for the Nintendo 3DS, worked better than this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and the one game that I could get, that I did have, like, an alright connection in, like, I was just getting fucking booty blasted by this guy. Like, he was just wrecking me. And that was like, I gotta just stay. I can't leave because it can only get worse.
Yeah,
like, and this is the best it's gonna get. I have to deal with it.
And like even like the Polygon review, like Griffin McElroy was saying that this was before it launched here, so it was still like that.
Yeah,
he said it was like a 25% success rate with matches. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean. It's fun. Like, it's Smash Bros. That silly mode they included on the 3DS, I think it's called Smash Run, where you, like, upgrade your character in, like, 5 minutes with little things, and then...
Oh, yeah, and then fight.
Yeah, it's dumb. it's just fucking stupid.
Yeah. It was... Well, it was also, like, super confusing the first time you do it. Like, you read the directions, and you're like, what?
Power up my dude to do... What?
And then you get in there, and you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah, and you're getting, like, these pop-ups for, like...
And then, like... There's no indicator, and then it's like, time runs out, you're like, did I lose? And then you go to the next thing, you're like, oh! Now I get it.
And like, there are these pop-ups that are saying, like, Ness just opened a chest, and Ness has the most special attack in this game. It's like, why? What's happening? Who the fuck are these people? Yeah, it's dumb. Like, that's stupid. Yeah,
there's a lot of that.
But, you know, I will say, I think the AI is... a lot better. Like, I've been kind of impressed with how good the level 9 CPUs are. I don't know if you've gone up there
yet. No, I haven't cranked it up yet. I haven't played. I didn't have a whole lot of time this weekend to play because of the other stuff I was doing, which was all beer related. I was drinking it. I was making it. I was bottling it.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Don't drink and make.
No, I attempted my first, like, self-made recipe, a coffee stout.
Oh, I love coffee stouts.
And, like, everything, this really doesn't say anything to the taste so much, other than I know that, like, the math I did beforehand and the product I got were pretty much in line. So that was good, but it still doesn't, like, I don't know, it could still not taste great.
Ryan Beermaster Della Rosa.
Yeah, I was really happy that it came out that close. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I remember my dad and one of his good buddies, this is probably like a decade ago now, they made a wine at like some wine making facility, and they're like, let's just get like tons of bottles of this. It's going to turn out great. It was like the worst wine they ever had. And like for like the rest of the time we were in that house, so the next 6 years we had like dozens of bottles of this fucking garbage wine in our cellar.
Yeah, I have a feeling it'll turn out fine. Like, I just don't know if it'll be great. Like, I know I'll probably have to make adjustments the next time I do it, if it turns out too sweet or not sweet enough, and the method I'm using to put the coffee in, maybe it'll taste too much coffee, maybe it won't be enough. I don't know, but we'll see. I'm hopeful, though. I'm hopeful. I feel confident it will be drinkable. But, you know, it might not be the best thing you've ever had. I guess we'll see. Maybe it's great. Who knows? But we'll see how it goes. I'm feeling pretty good about it right now. And other than that, I bottled another beer that I made a few weeks ago.
Oh, and, yeah, girl. Tell me more.
Say it slow, baby. Say it slow.
And then I had a couple buddies over to watch football, and they all tried the blonde ale that I recently bottled, which I thought was tasty. It's just really cloudy, and you got to kind of be careful when you pour it, because if you just dump it out, you're going to get a lot of sediment in your beer. But they all tried it, and they all thought it was like really delicious, so that was kind of cool. But I wish I would have fermented it a different way. But I'll know next time, so no big deal. It's all learning.
I'm sorry, I just opened up Starship Amazing's Twitch stream, and Dylan, there, it's just a gif of a skeleton jogging, and they're playing Come Suser Todd on, like, pan flutes.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. This is your podcast reminder to go watch Neon Genesis Evangelion if you haven't already.
And watch Starship Amazing stream.
Mm-hmm. Do that too. When you're listening
to Starship Amazing.
When you're listening to this podcast, they're probably not streaming because, you know, time. But
right. Because that's how time works.
We still haven't gotten the best of time yet. One day we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check out Starship Amazing.
I also want to, you know, I don't know why just talking about things that are in the future. I want to take this moment to remind everyone that we have a Extra Life team.
We do have an Extra Life team.
And you should go donate money
donate
to us.
Donate to me because I said...
I donated to myself too.
I should donate to myself just to get a little bump. Because I feel like that initial bump's the hard thing to get over, and like no one wants to be like the first guy to donate.
Right, so
no one wants to be like the first guy to comment on a video.
It's like when they put a few bucks in the tip jar at the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, see, someone gave us some money.
I didn't want to spam everyone on my Facebook thing, but I'll
no,
spam
do it for the children.
Yeah, I actually need to do that. I haven't posted it on Facebook. I should do that.
I think it's in another, it'll be 3 weeks from, is it 2 weeks?
It will be 3 weeks from this past Saturday, so we're just under
October
the 3 week mark. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are hanging out together to do it. I'm gonna be sitting alone in my room.
I'll be sitting alone in my room. We'll get a
you guys are complaining.
Going.
I did Extra Life by myself last year. That was the fucking worst.
No, just kidding. I actually didn't do it last year, did I?
No, you didn't. Because I was the only one.
What? Hobby did it with you.
No.
Oh. What?
No, it's just
I did
me.
It. I had to break it up over several because I was out of town. So
you didn't do it for the children.
I don't know
I
what
got,
I was.
Hey,
doing.
they got their money.
That's the not what they care about, Ryan. They care about
think,
the games.
I think it is. I think it is the money they care about.
The money means nothing without the games.
But I'll be there this year, so
we're gonna play TF2.
Yeah, we're gonna play that. We're gonna play Destiny. We're gonna play Cannon
Brawl. Wait, hold on. We're gonna do what?
You guys don't want to play any Destiny?
No,
probably not.
I don't want to play Destiny over a 2 hour period.
If I raise $1,000, I will play Destiny for 24 hours.
I didn't say we had to play it the whole time.
No,
I did list other games.
Get me to $1,000.
I think if you get $1,000, you have to play through.
He has played Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, I'd rather do that.
Really?
Yeah, that'd at least be funny. Destiny, I would just like slowly get sadder and sadder. Like Final Fantasy 13, it's like all flashy and bullshit and like lightning. Yeah, and I mean I've already done it twice. So it's not like I can't do
it again.
You'll
be going for the platinum.
Yeah, I'll finally get that platinum where you have to hold every fucking weapon and item in that game.
That's the dumbest. That's the dumbest.
Yup.
Yep. It's like 7 bags.
Yeah, I still have that game.
I just moved over to that window and there it was.
Fuck you.
You should post that at the bottom of the podcast.
Yeah, I'll put that
in
the podcast post just so people can know. I'll make a note of it now because I've said that. Shut the fuck up, dog.
It's like 7 bags.
It's like 7 bags.
Aw.
Okay, bye.
Oh, this is great radio.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, dog. Ryan, what else have you been doing?
That's really it. I played Smash off and on over the weekend. I played Destiny since the last podcast, but we beat that to death. Trying to think if I played. I pre-ordered.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, we don't have to. I pre-ordered Costume Quest 2 tonight, which comes out tomorrow.
Forgot that.
But it's
wait, it's actually going to come out.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow on Steam.
My God, Tim Schafer's
I don't think we talked about last week or the week before.
I think part of it. Who knows how long it's been done, but I mean, October is when you want to release it because
you would think so. But that company isn't known for getting stuff out on time.
Well, the problem.
The first Costume Quest was out in October.
The problem with Double Fine now is that all of their stuff's so transparent. So, like games start up all the time and just get canned. Like, Jack and Daxter 4.
Yeah, but even the stuff that's released has difficulty coming out from them.
Wait, what?
They have trouble releasing games that do actually see the light of day.
Yeah. Yeah, and like the whole Space Ace thing, that was, I think that's what the game was called, right? Space Ace?
It was like Space Base.
Space Base, oh, okay.
Like B-A-S-S?
Yeah.
Space Bass.
Bass.
No, like base, like dropping the base.
Shit, do you play a Skrillex?
Yeah.
That's what they needed. They needed the Skrillex license for that game.
It's super.
The whole game is just, it's Space Bass and the quest for the drop.
Super Dubstep Fighter 4 Tournament Edition with Deadmau5.
Man, Dylan, that sounds like an epic loot drop.
Skrillex.
I think it's just Deadmau5, Ryan.
No, I know it is. I know it is. Deadmau5. But it's Deadmau5.
That's disgusting. Why do you want a Deadmau5?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I got one in my pants.
That's a weird thing.
No, let's just move on.
It's a weird thing to say.
That could be the name of this podcast. I've got a dead mouse in my pants.
What was the point again there? That Tim Schafer can't release a game to save his life?
Double Fine has some... Double Fine and
Harmonix. They did release some games. It just...
Double Fine and Harmonix have, like, 8 things going on each. And it's like...
Sorry, what I should have said was Tim Schafer can't stay on schedule to save his life.
I haven't even heard anything about Broken Age Part 2.
They'll probably need another $3.3 million for it.
I still haven't played Broken Age Part 1.
Neither have I, and I regret giving money to them.
Okay, and Ryan, that is why the I'm name of the podcast will be There's a Deadmau5 in My Pants.
There is a Deadmau5 in My Pants.
All right, I'll write that down, too. There is a Deadmau5.
Well, I was going to say it, but you were telling your story, so I figured I would just let you tell your story.
It wasn't really a story. It was just
an airing of grievances.
It's an airing of grievances.
All right. Let's see. I also played some Smash Bros. This week. Been having a good time. As we said, the biggest problem is the online. It's just fucking awful. Like, I tried
Circle Pad.
The circle pad's like you can play with it. Like
the circle pad's bad though.
No, it's not great. But like
you can switch the control over to a D-pad.
The D-pad's worse.
I agree, but it's better than the circle pad.
No. No, no, no.
You have the original 3DS, so you can't comment on that. The D-pad on the XL is better than the circle pad, but that's not saying much.
I'm fine with the circle pad. Like
part of me hopes I break this 3DS, or not like right now, but like when the new 3DS comes out, which apparently that's the actual name of it, and that's fucking terrible. But like, I just want this thing to break so I have a reason to buy another system that I won't ever use.
SSBFN 3DS.
Oh man, SSBFN 3DS is great.
Uh-huh.
That's the fuck is with Nintendo's naming conventions?
Super Smash Bros. For the Nintendo 3DS.
Oh my god.
Full name.
Just call it Smash Bros. 4. Like, Jesus Christ. Or just Smash Bros. Like, fuck. God damn.
It's the same reason they were dumb enough to name their next console the Wii U instead of the Super Nintendo.
Barf. Is if they just, like, circled back to the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Why not? Everyone would be like, oh my god. I mean, it's more applicable now than it was back then. You don't got Netflix on an NES. That don't entertain
parents
shit.
Don't hook it up still. Hook it up still.
Parents help you hook it up.
But other than Smash Bros., I played the final Dark Souls 2 DLC. And it was really good. Dark Souls 2's DLCs were all really fucking good.
Dark Souls in general, I think, was really good.
Dark Souls 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dark Souls... The funniest thing about Dark Souls 2 is that...
I actually like Dark Souls 2 more than Dark Souls. I'm in the minority here. I think the biggest problem I had with number 2, though, was that Shockwave shit.
The thing about 2 is, like... 2's kind of universally disappointing. Like, that's, like, the general consensus, is that it's, like, disappointing. But, like, it's still, like, one of the best games of the year. Like, my issues with 2 are... mainly the boss design and just, like, their movesets. Like, every fucking enemy in Dark Souls 2 has, a tracking overhead strike.
And it's the worst because you get hit by the shockwave. That's what I hate.
And I didn't have too much problem with the shockwave stuff.
See, I did. I got hit by those all the time. Even when I rolled, I'd roll under their leg and still would get hit by, like, their attack.
Yeah. But, like, Dark Souls 2 is still, like, fantastic. Like, they definitely do a better job in Dark Souls 2 than Dark Souls 1 with, like, builds. Like, build diversity. Like, everything a lot more is viable. Play. Yeah, that too. A lot of people were bothered by, like, how, like, intentionally it's a sequel. Like, they wanted it to be more ambiguous, but that doesn't really bother me. There's, like, probably the most obvious thing in the latest DLC, which some people were not too happy about.
What's that?
I can spoil it, I guess. It's like...
spoiler.
So, it'll be 10-15 seconds right now. The final boss of Dark Souls 2 last DLC it takes place in an area called the Old Chaos, and there's, like, roots, and there's fire everywhere, so it's...
No. Is it in the remains of the Bed of Chaos?
Pretty much. Spoilers over. But,
I think that's kind of neat. I mean, it's Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, like, it's fine that it's a sequel. Like, that is fucking fine.
That is what it is. It's a sequel.
But definitely play all the Dark Souls 2 DLC. It's so good. It's, like, it's my favorite parts of the game.
See, you're saying I should play Dark Souls 2.
Yeah. Did you play Dark Souls, Ryan? Like,
I had it. That was the game. Yeah, I bought it, and then I played it for a little bit, and then Borderlands came out, and then I didn't play it anymore.
Well, do you have what system do you have Dark Souls on?
360.
Just send it my way. I'll play it because I have the PC version. And Dark Souls 1 on the PC is a fucking embarrassment.
It is pretty bad that we had to, like, mod it to get the fucking...
It's pretty much unplayable unless you download a mod. This resolution's locked at, like, 1024 by 768.
Hey, my TV is telling me I can get batter versus pitcher stats by hitting the menu button on my Samsung
Xbox
remote.
Xbox Snap.
Fuck you. That's awesome.
It's my TV, it's the TV doing it, not the Xbox.
Xbox Snap.
That is cool.
Yeah. I didn't hit it because the remote's over there, but that's neat.
Who's been the most impressive pitcher in the playoffs?
Joe Flacco.
It has to be Ryu, because his name's Ryu.
I always thought it was Ryu. Wasn't it Ryu?
Yeah, I think so, but it's spelled
the
same.
That's how it's pronounced in the games. But I always thought it was Ryu, because of the Street Fighter movie.
Because of the way all those white people messed it up.
What's he say? Hey, amigo.
Well, I always said there. Ryu because, like, in my kid brain, Rai was Raichu, and that was R-A-I, so that's how it's gonna go.
Yeah, well, I think they pronounce it Ryu, this pitcher, also. Mm. That's how I heard it on the radio today. But they're spelled the same. And he's Japanese. But
other than Dark Souls 2 DLC, which you should definitely all go play, fuck, it's so good. I played through all of Metal Gear Rising, which I rather enjoyed. The biggest problem with that game, though, it's really bad at teaching you how to play. I was talking with Dylan about this earlier, and I didn't figure out how to parry until like halfway through the game. I was talking with Hayden Weiss about it on Twitter today, and I messaged him and I said, I just found out there's a way to dodge after I beat the game. In which I found out in a YouTube video. And dodging's a move you have to buy, I guess.
And yeah, it's bullshit. It's the first thing I buy, but I can't stand that game's parry and dodge system.
I actually really, I thought the parrying was really satisfying when you got the hang of it.
It's like, satisfying once you like figure out what the during Jetstream Sam, it's really
like once you figure out the cues for it, and like what can be parried, what can't be parried, and like once you like notice all of the differences, like in the attacks, like it kind of like is visually represented which ones can be parried and which ones can't.
Yeah, it's still I still can't stand it. It's really
I just think I like the idea of a character action game not having that like that easy dodge mechanic. I thought that was like a bold move.
I still think Bayonetta's is my favorite.
Oh yeah, Bayonetta's. you can't see my hands right now, but my right arm is raised very high, and my left arm is raised medium high, and Bayonetta is my right arm. And
everything else is your
rising left. is my left arm, and the Wonderful 101 is like left. A little below rising. But Rising's super good. And I'm gonna play through it again.
Though Devil May Cry 3 had a really sweet system.
I didn't get into Devil May Cry 3. It might have been before like my body was ready for something like that.
It was really overpowered, actually.
what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I tweeted earlier today that Metal Gear Rising soundtrack is essentially modern-day Sonic Adventure 2 music, and that's not a bad thing.
It's missing Pumpkin Hill.
God damn it, the soundtrack of that game is so dumb. Like, the final boss track is about how violence breeds violence, but in the end, it doesn't even matter, some bullshit, I don't know. It's really dumb.
That sounds awful.
But it's just like hype ass shit, and it's
when you
stupid.
Put it that way, Gabe, it just sounds terrible.
But it's good. It's just stupid, like hardcore butt rock. It's like butt rock cranked to 11. Don't worry about it. It's good.
I hate butt rock.
Yeah, but no, you love it though. You might say you hate it, but like when you listen to the
That's
Sonic,
because I do.
But no. Let me tell you how you feel.
I hate the word butt rock. Now that I know that's a thing.
Butt rock. Oh my
butt
God.
Rock is like.
Butt rock is Sonic Adventure 2. There's no other.
See,
highlight.
I always referred to Nickelback as. Butt
no,
rock.
No. Nickelback's not butt rock because like.
Because it sounds like a bunch of trumpets shoved up someone's ass.
No, butt rock is like, it's like singing like, it's like trying to be like punk or metal, but you're like constipated. So, and it, like you're, it kind of sounds like they're like holding their throat when they sing. I don't know. It's like you just know it. Like you just listen to Sonic Adventure 2 and you're like, this is a fucking butt ass rock right here. I love
Man,
it.
I fucking hate butt rock. I hate metal too. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh god, I love butt rock. Goddamn. Ironically
Gabe,
or not,
Gabe normally listens to hype music.
I like metal. So
I know me. Ryan. I know.
I like all things. Except most modern day country music.
You sound like one of those, Gabe.
What?
I like everything except rap and country.
Rap's probably my favorite genre.
I know that.
I'm not one of those assholes awesome. That says rap is dead because people
Gabe
say that.
Gabe would like to save
season.
A horse and ride a cowboy.
See, that is... that's an American classic.
It doesn't get much better than that.
How did big you know rich, my ringtone?
Big and rich are American treasures.
I have weird tastes in music.
Like, no, like I like something from every genre. It's just the one that I like the least of is modern country. I feel like that's a fair
whack.
Statement.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. The one I like the least is probably that metal.
Metal's kind of a weird thing to define. Like, what is metal?
Yeah, it depends on which metal. I guess I love, like, 80s metal. And other older metal. I can't stand, like, the year 2000 and above metal. Like, shit. I can't think of their names. I don't know anybody's name, but my sister listens to them all the time.
That doesn't help me narrow it down.
I know.
That bitch.
I just know I can hear it in the bathroom, and they're just like... And I was like, good God.
Good God, y'all. Now that's a good metal song.
I had a weird experience the other day. I was talking to my mom about U2 being on people's iPhones. And my sister was like, "Who's U2?" And I was like,
"Wow, that is weird. I don't know if I've encountered someone."
I gotta say this. Guar, what is it good for? Sorry, I just had to drop that in there.
I'm glad you didn't let that pass up. Like, wait, just pause break. Just, thank you for getting that in. Thank you for stopping everything.
How do we get onto music?
Fucking butt rock.
Butt rock.
The butt rock songs in fucking Metal Gear Rising. Oh, man.
I guess I like Bad Religion. That's my jam.
I can't think of Bad Religion songs.
That's cool.
All right.
I'm not asking you to. Let's get away from music.
Music sucks.
Otherwise, we'll start talking about hobbies, music tastes.
Avril Lavigne. And then
we'll be forced to listen to Cascada.
And Bananarama.
Man, Metroid Prime's music sucks. I better put on the latest Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Man, this iconic music blows. Let's put on the Avril.
Yeah, Samus, I don't like your girlfriend. I do think you need a new one. Man, what a fucking idiot. fucking hell.
It's his own fault for not being here to defend himself.
Yeah, you know. He had the chance.
Yep.
It took too long. That candy's gone.
Yep.
Oh, man. I should call him and just be like, "Hey, Javi, I just wanted to call you and tell you about all these Cheetos I'm about to eat." Yeah, it's like 7 bags.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man. Please refer to the website article for the podcast to know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So, what else is going on?
I guess we can go into news stuff.
Is there news?
Oh, have we not?
No, we haven't. We've just been talking about butt rock.
I thought some of the Tim Schafer shit was part of our news. Jesus. No. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, there's like barely any news.
Okay.
So, guys, I hate to break it to you, but Assassin's Creed Unity is only going to run at 900p and 30 frames per second on both Xbox One and PS4. I will now edit out the next 5 minutes so you can cry in peace.
Okay. Cool.
All right. All right, and we're back. We're back. What you say?
You know, the graphics were never Assassin's Creed's problem.
Nope. Nope.
I'll let you guess, Ryan. What's Assassin's Creed's problem?
Everything else.
It's definitely the controls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were there. There's one other thing.
Mission structure.
Tedious gameplay.
Storytelling.
Yep. It's mostly the controls for me. They really grind my gears.
It really is mostly the controls. I agree with you there. It's like approaching Metal Gear Solid levels of irritating, unnecessary complexity.
I don't know if, like, any game will get, like, more ridiculous complex controls than, like, Metal Gear Solid 4. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say that Assassin's Creed is complex. It's not. It's just not very intuitive.
I would also like to take this time to say Metal Gear Solid 4 is better than every Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
I'd rather Biden Weiss doesn't get mad at me. I'm not dissing your franchise. Unless you really like Assassin's Creed, then I'm sorry.
Assassin's Creed has always had poo-poo combat, poo-poo controls, poo-poo missions. I mean, okay. Really. When's the last time you and
now
assassinated
and now they're taking away the 60 frames per second that the game never ran at anyway. Son of a bitch.
Hey, so I decided to screw with this thing on my TV.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of neat. Like, you hit a button and it pulls up like this big list of like,
will it make Assassin's Creed Unity run at 1080p?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, well then Ryan, it doesn't sound relevant.
And then you can hit a button and it'll make the screen like what you're watching tiny, so it's Xbox not blocked snap. By all of the, it's not an Xbox thing, it's a Samsung thing. It'll make the screen smaller so like all the stats you're looking at don't block out your the screen. It's kind of neat. Get yourself a Samsung and watch sports, I guess. I don't even know how the fuck this came up. I don't know what
Samsung,
caused this.
Stop.
Samsung, stop. Stop. Anyway. Yeah. Assassin's Creed blows.
I didn't say it
it's
right.
It's not because it's at sub 1080p.
I thought that was my biggest.
The
complaint.
Character models in those games. I watched the story trailer today. The character models in those games still look so weird. Like, I just remember the terrifying clay faces from Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know what had the worst, though? Assassin's Creed 3.
Man.
Those were some terrifying clay faces. Plus, your character was completely unlikable, so that didn't help either.
Oh, man.
Where's Charles Lee?
But guys, don't worry, because PlayStation's going to make it all okay. Vib Ribbon's coming to PS4 tomorrow. What
the fuck's Vib Ribbon?
I don't know.
Who cares about Drive Club's
oh,
coming out?
Oh, awesome!
It was that thing they brought up at their E3 conference, really, like, oddly. It was like this tiny game that only released in Japan, I think. I honestly couldn't tell you what it was about, but it's got like a cult-ish following. Like a small group of people that fucking love Vib Ribbon. And they went crazy when they mentioned Vib Ribbon at E3 and then nothing came of it. They just kind of brought it up. But I guess it's coming out to PS4 tomorrow, so fuck it, I'll check it out. Why not? But no one even has like the slightest idea of Vib Ribbon. It's like a tiny little wire rabbit.
I've heard of it. I've heard the name, but I never looked up what it is.
I like the name. It's a nice little Vib Ribbon. It's cool.
Yeah.
Stay classy, Vib Ribbon.
Keep doing your thing, Vib Ribbon.
This kind of surprised me. Xbox One, in its first day of sales in China, sold 100,000 units, which is a lot for the Chinese market. Like, but I don't think...
It's 100,000 more than anyone sold there.
It's 100,000 units more than the day before that, that's for sure.
Yep.
And I think I saw that it launched with like 10 games or something like that.
Apparently they've had their ban on foreign consoles for longer than Microsoft has been making consoles, so that's a step, I guess.
Oh, guys, watch out. China's going to become a superpower now. It's going to become the superpower like we've never seen. They've got the X-Bone.
Yeah. Not unless they get Hong Kong under control. Those protests are going to tear down Beijing.
Yeah, dude, fucking protests everywhere. It's crazy.
I'm surprised they've allowed the protests to go, though.
I mean, from what I've seen, the police haven't exactly been handling it with care, so.
Well, I just mean I'm surprised they've allowed it. I mean, China's been, I thought, pretty heavy-handed, I thought, when it came with... And this is coming from an American's perspective. China's been pretty heavy-handed when it came to protests.
Yeah, I don't know the most recent events in Hong Kong. And then, then there's protests.
Well, they were protesting because their democratic, quote-unquote, choices for next election were all selected by Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, here, you can select from one of five Beijing-approved candidates.
And then there's protests in Tokyo now because they're like, or I think it might have been... Not just Tokyo, but there's like one university that like pretty much all the students were protesting because there's like a talks of reforming the law that pretty much keeps Japan out of every war now. It's like everyone's just fucking blowing up with protests. It's just
so it's not to get Ryu back from the Dodgers.
No, it's not.
No,
sorry,
Ryan. That protest will have to come another time.
Yeah. Alright.
That's on like the backlog.
Yeah. It's next week.
Yeah. It's like next up on my protest list is making sure that Mirror's Edge 2 sees the light of day and then it's not terrible. I will also be the only person at this protest.
Good luck with that.
I am protesting pumpkin flavored things. it's a war on pumpkin.
It's more a war on pumpkin spice because the pumpkins didn't do anything. Like
pumpkins didn't do anything. That's right. I like smashing pumpkins.
So like I can't tell if the majority of people like pumpkin spice or fucking hate it. Like what's the deal with pumpkin spice?
I'm sick of it being ham-fisted into everything.
It's around for 1 month.
Yes, I realize that. And then you spend the next 11 months being, where's pumpkin spice? Where's
it's back on Pumpkin Hill, you idiot.
Let's stuff pumpkin spice into everything. Even our Oreos. Oh.
I'm gonna drink like seven. I'm cups
surprised
of
there's
spice.
Not pumpkin spice like Doritos or pumpkin spice Lay's.
Mm.
It's like bacon.
Shut your blasphemous mouth before they do it.
Bacon is put into too many things.
I agree.
Stop
yes.
that world.
I agree.
Yes. Stop putting it in mac and cheese because it always ruins good mac and cheese.
Yes. You know what I liked? I had some mac and cheese a couple months ago. It was really good. It had ham in it, mm-hmm. not bacon, and blue cheese.
Sounds delicious.
You like blue cheese?
I do.
Okay, I fucking love blue cheese.
I do too.
This had blue cheese in it. Oh man!
Can you eat it just straight?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, me too.
I've never tried that. That's pretty bold.
It's got a kick to it, man.
Just taking like a fucking palm of blue cheese. Just
don't. I would not start with that.
No way.
I would start with a few crumbles.
Let's see how it pans out.
Fucking A, Cotton.
God, I saw that movie in theaters with my fucking grandmother.
I think that's my that's my favorite part of the movie. Fucking A, Cotton.
Fucking A. God damn.
That is number one burger topping, by the way.
I love how that movie got like a whole nother meaning when Lance Armstrong was busted for steroids and he did that whole speech at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Totally changed dodgeball. Changed the whole dodgeball game forever after that happened.
Right. That's all.
And I guess last bit of news, Windows 10 is a thing. It makes no sense. Here we go.
Microsoft's never made sense with their naming
things.
Because they skipped... Okay, let's see. With server, they've had 2003. They've had small business server. They've had 2008. 2008 R2. And then they skipped and all the way to 2012. God damn. Sometimes they name it by year. Sometimes they don't.
Millennium Edition! And yes, 2000.
And their desktop OS's... doesn't make sense either.
Millennium Edition. It's a virus.
It's like they started to do the yearly naming convention, then they were like, nah, and then they were kind of like, no. Mm-hmm. And then they just said, fuck it.
Yep. Yep. The number thing is probably better anyway.
Nah, dog, nah. Alright, you guys want to get into some questions?
Sure.
Maybe.
Alright. Prototype, what are your favorite documentaries? Well, a few weeks ago I brought up...
King of Kong.
I've never actually seen King of Kong.
It's pretty good.
Wasn't Billy Mitchell like a huge asshole in it?
That's what I've heard. He's just kind of...
No, yeah.
He's just kind
yeah,
of a fuck.
Yeah, definitely.
During PAX every night, I was staying up to like 4 watching World War II documentaries and hobbies...
flooding Javi's Netflix with World War II documentaries. Whenever I showed up at Javi and Rachel's, Dylan always just has a new World War II documentary going on.
LARPing documentaries were pretty good.
Aylmore.
Darkon and... Darkon was the one that was kind of sad, and then the other one was about the kids.
The next one, the Hail Mortem?
Oh, I never saw that. Darkon was a series, but there's one that came out around the same time. Was it Monster Camp, maybe? It was like about a bunch of kids who like went to this camp and would do it over there. That one was kind of like cool, but because it was kids, you know, like of course they're gonna love it. But Darkon, and nothing against people who LARP enjoy it, but Darkon got a little ridiculous. Some of these people.
Would you say it got dark?
Uh huh.
Got. You know, got I might be dark. Thinking of Darkon.
So for me, there are a few, and then there's one above. Well, there's one documentary that'll probably always be my favorite documentary. So, just like looking at Netflix, I can see, like, Jiro Dreams of Sushi's great. Exit Through the Gift Shop's great. Indie Game, the movie's pretty good. Dear Zachary is that thing that made me meet my neighbor because I was crying so loud.
Exit Through the Gift Shop, what was that about?
That's the Banksy documentary.
That's right, okay. Yeah.
What else is there? Fuck.
I'm sure I've seen some really good, like, World War One. World War II, probably World War II stuff, but I can't think of names of anything.
I don't know. I can't think of other ones to recommend, but my favorite,
you know, it's
my favorite of, like, probably ever, and will probably always be my favorite, is Koi Anistatsuki. That's like the famous fucking documentary.
Oh, what was, there was a new one Dune that came out this year.
Oh, that looked really interesting.
Because I love Dune.
Because
Dune is my
favorite. It's just about
book,
how the guy's just the fucking craziest man in the world.
Is it Jodorowsky?
Yeah, it's the documentary about the creation of the movie Dune.
It was the one that never got made.
Oh, the Dune movie.
David Lynch one is not this one. This was like 15 years before.
Oh, sorry.
The David
oh, yeah, Lynch yeah.
One.
So this is the one that didn't come out.
Yes.
Yeah, the director's like fucking insane. They were talking about it on Red Letter Media. That's where I saw it.
Yeah,
Netflix has a pretty good catalog of documentaries.
There's a documentary series. It was like, I think it was on the History Channel, but like Dogfights. That was really good. Just all about airplane dogfights throughout history. Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm big on the World War II documentaries.
Yeah.
I've always fascinated, especially the engineering ones, like the Nazi engineering projects.
Right.
Oh man, they're insane. Did you know their submarine base in it's south of Paris? Anyways, it alone uses more than a quarter of all the cement used in France during World War II.
Jeez.
Just scrolling through Netflix, I see After Porn Ends, and then the tagline is, Can They Really Live a Normal Life After Porn? And it is says, our best guess for Gabe, 1.7 stars.
Accurate.
And a recent review is, good if you want to feel better about watching porn, bad if you want to retain cerebral tissue. So I'm going to go with After Porn Ends as my favorite documentary.
I've always considered Top Gear to be a documentary. It is the world's most watched factual show.
Yeah.
About the Reliant Robin. Armageddon's a pretty good documentary about Bruce Willis saving the world.
There was a TV series on the History Channel a couple years ago that had the guy who played RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name right now. Lance Henriksen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it was called Engineering and Empire, and he actually has like a history like a degree. I think he teaches actually. I think. Anyways, it was a really good series. And he's damn good at that stuff.
It's good to see that he still had a focus on education after having most of his body destroyed and turned into a robot. it's really inspiring.
Yeah, good for you, man.
I could have got his name wrong, to be honest. I'm gonna look it up real quick.
All right. Oh, while you do that, Prototype asks, how is Smash for 3DS? I'm currently waiting for the Wii U version, so I won't burn myself out now with the handheld
version.
Oh,
yeah, Peter Weller.
Oh, duh.
Peter Weller.
Yeah.
What'd I say? Lance Henriksen?
Yeah.
Really?
So Smash Bros, like, if you can wait, and if it is coming out in November, like, yeah.
Just that's the guy from fucking Aliens!
You silly idiot.
Stupid
idiot. Sorry, Peter Weller.
He's brought great dishonor to me, man.
Can I go back to Japan?
I also see this documentary, Are All Men Pedophiles? Question mark.
And oh my god, that is... That sounds awful. Like, just that sounds like the most, hey, watch this. It's gonna be super fucking...
clickbait documentary.
Yes, that yeah, is, pretty that much. Is the most Gawker-ish, Gawker Media-ish documentary title.
Are
I've
all
ever
men
heard
pedophiles? The answer will surprise
no,
you.
Holy here's shit.
Top 10 reasons why all men are pedophiles. Holy number 5 shit will shock you.
You won't believe what made shit number 1.
Are all men pedophiles? Isn't that the question of the day?
You didn't say it right, Dylan.
Isn't that the question of the day?
Oh my god. Oh, that movie's so dumb. God damn it. Alright. So Smash on 3DS, it's fine, but if you're able to wait, like, it's... If you're able to wait, wait. Like, it'll probably be out in November.
I'm waiting for the Wii version.
And also, just listen to the first, like, half hour of this
yeah
podcast.
Yeah, that'll get a better in-depth yeah discussion. What is an unsolved mystery that fascinates you? The moon landing? Did it happen?
Obviously. I think that's everyone's number one.
How Billy Ray Cyrus got a career? That's also up there.
Also, yeah.
Mine was a robbery on a flight between like Oregon and Seattle. I can't think of what it was called. Let me look.
Was
it, up.
It called 9/11 the inside job?
Yeah,
obviously
it was.
Obviously that's another
unsolved
mystery.
Mysteries.
Who did that?
There is actually that giant crater in, I think it's in like Siberia or something that.
That wasn't, it's not really unsolved, though. It was clearly a meteor.
Well,
right?
like people just, that was the best assumption they could get. Was that, like, a meteor just fucking exploded before it impacted an Earth. But if it did impact them, everyone would be dead.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. I feel like there's one that, like, I guess space as a whole.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
it's pretty
unsolved.
Wally?
I don't think we're answering this how he wanted
no
us to.
No, probably not.
I like the TV show.
What,
space? Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like this guy, like, fucking... I feel like
truth
I'm...
Truth is out there, Gabe.
Why X-Files got so bad?
Yeah, why did X-Files get so bad? Was it
it's an unsolved mystery.
Damn.
I guess Stonehenge is kind of up there. Whatever the fuck that is. I don't know. I feel like I should know more unsolved mysteries than I do. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't. I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Dylan, any last words about unsolved mysteries?
No.
I mean, every mystery I was really into got solved by the Scooby Gang, anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No one got away with it.
Nope.
You know why?
Because of those fucking kids.
Yep. Always meddling.
If you had a 3D printer, what would you make?
Guns. Duh.
Checkmate.
Yeah.
I would make all
the guns.
I'd make a bed of assault rifles.
Yep.
No pillows.
Nope, I just sleep on assault rifles.
I would
every
print
night
out a bunch of dicks and put them in people's mailboxes.
So veiny.
There's someone leaving dicks in our mailboxes.
Dylan, why is there a dick on the roof?
And since it's in Utah, it'd be like even more horrifying for them.
We should do emails at the beginning of the podcast so we actually answer things seriously. By the end, you get answers like dicks.
Just dicks.
Dicks everywhere.
God damn it. That's pretty much what it all devolves to, just dicks.
I don't know what I'd make with a 3D printer.
A fleshlight?
Probably not.
Put those dicks into?
The dick's not going to hold itself. A 3D printed dick needs a 3D printed... I wish I didn't say that out loud.
But you did. Yep. But you did.
I did.
But I'd print out Miku.
God, we have to end this. We have to end this podcast soon.
How is your fantasy team doing?
Fucking balls, man.
I'm
actually
number one in my league, in my money league, and I don't know in the other one. I think I'm two in the other one.
I'm number three in my league by point total. You know what I am by wins?
Seven.
Probably dead fucking last. I'm 1-4 after tonight.
I am 3-2 in the Monster Girl Soccer Moms. They're 3-2. That's the league that I'm in with Dylan and Prototype and some others.
I think I'm 2-2 because I keep getting I matched up with people whose teams have just had an explosive week. After like weeks of losing, they're like, "Now we're gonna play."
Yeah, you're 3-2 after this week.
And then
I'm 4-1 in my other league.
Assuming no score adjustments, this week I will move squarely into sole possession of last place.
Good.
With the third highest point total in my league.
Get fucked, idiot.
Yep, that's awesome. That's really what I like to see. Yeah, because right now the two guys below me, with the same record as me, but they're below me because they don't have as many points as I do, they're both winning their games. Assuming there's no score adjustment, because one of them's winning by, like, 0.7. Assuming no score adjustments, yeah, I will move soundly into third, or dead last, with a very, very high point total. Awesome.
Actually, I can answer Prototype's 3D printer question with this question. Should Pluto be reinstated as a planet? Why don't we just fucking 3D print material to make it big enough to be a planet? There we go. Mystery solved. There's your unsolved mystery, too. Three birds, one stone. But yeah, I don't... The whole Pluto is a planet thing, like, I don't... I mean, whether it's a planet or not, it's still there. It's not like we're losing Pluto. So.
Pluto's gonna fly away!
Well, actually, the more important question that this brings up is what happens to the adventures of Pluto Nash?
He still lives on the moon, jackass.
Yeah, but like, if Pluto is not a planet anymore, does that take away from...
No, because he was a small-time thug in a big-time moon city.
Oh.
I don't think he was a thug. Never mind, he was a club owner.
Wasn't he kind of like... Wasn't he like a bandit?
A smuggler
or
something?
Shit. I thought that's what he did.
I guess. I don't know.
I haven't seen that movie since like...
That movie was fucking bad.
That movie's a classic. That's like an Eddie Murphy highlight.
Yeah, you fucking go watch it alone. And realize how wrong you are.
I don't think I want to live in a world where I'm watching The Adventures of Pluto Nash by myself.
I don't know, the same world that Gabe chose not to watch Big Trouble in Little China.
The next time I will watch Big Trouble in Little
Which
China.
Which is an actually good movie.
Not as good as Torque. And I said, if we watch Torque first, I will watch Big Trouble in Little China. But no, we can't watch Torque first. Alright. Am I going crazy, or do the characters in Disney Infinity share a similar art style to the Spectacular Spider-Man? I have no fucking idea.
Oh, look, it's a question that Javi could have answered, but he's not here.
Yeah, he's probably playing Disney Infinity.
Yeah, he's real big on Spider-Man and Disney Infinity, so he definitely could have answered that.
And then...
He just beat the Spider-Man one today.
Yeah, he messaged us about that. I have no idea. I haven't played Disney Infinity or watched or read Spectacular Spider-Man, whichever one that is. I'm bad with the whole comics thing. I have been reading good things about Promethea, that Alan Moore series, so I might check that out.
Yeah, but it's Alan Moore, so you know you're in for some trouble.
In Little China? And the last thing Prototype sent us is just an image of a headline that says Obama is infecting Christians with Ebola to destroy Jesus and start a new age of liberal darkness.
Obviously, I've been saying it for years. I mean, come on.
Really? It was only a matter of time, frankly.
Yeah. Duh.
I mean, wasn't that on the voting ballot in 2012?
I think so.
Import Ebola.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah. If my memory serves correct. Alright, and then I think last up, Justin Das, has anyone been following the MLB playoffs? I can easily say no. Yep. These two can say yes.
Again, go to the beginning of this podcast.
Please refer to timestamp. I'm not putting a timestamp in here. You've already listened to it, so you know.
Spoilers, Royals are winning it all.
Yeah.
I'll be happy as long as the Cardinals don't win anything.
No one asked me about esports. Who do I think is going to win the esports tournament?
Who's going to win Worlds, Gabe? Is it Samsung Blue?
I'm going to say OMG.
That's a bold move. It's a bold move. Let's see if it plays out.
Yeah, OMG's going to come in.
Fucking A Cotton.
Fucking A Cotton. Fucking A. But what I will say, like, something I noticed watching football this season and League of Legends Worlds is just, like, League of Legends, like, commentators and casters are just, like, way more excited than any, like, professional sports cast.
I'm sorry, we get stuck with people like fucking Gruden, who is a Chris goddamn blight. Gruden is awful to
listen to. See, like, when I think of NFL commentators, I hate all of them. When I think of casters, I only don't like one of them.
I like Al Michaels. That's about it.
Al Michaels is okay.
He's okay. Chris Berman is terrible.
Oh, Berman is the worst.
How many times do I have to hear him roll that R for the Raiders?
The Oakland Raiders.
Why are they letting him do play-by-play?
Having him do the tribute to Candlestick was so fitting, because the Stick was a shitty stadium.
The Stick.
And Berman is shitty himself.
Shit, I'm trying to remember I don't know why I just forgot this guy's name. The guy on Fox who does everything.
Frank Caliendo.
Glasses, blonde hair, fucking... Why?
Who?
Why? Why am I...
I don't know.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to...
Well, wait.
Yeah.
But that's all the questions
Fox
we've got.
Sports.
All them questions.
I'll wrap up in a nice little bow. Why am I forgetting his name right now? Why are there no people listed?
It's a lost cause, Ryan. Pull up.
I know.
Pull up. That plane's getting too close to the ground. Pull up.
There's probably a lot of people going like it. Oh, there it is. Joe Buck.
Oh, Joe. You couldn't remember fucking Joe Buck.
I don't know why. I had his name in my head, and as soon as I was going to say something to you guys, it went away.
No. Every NFL. Like,
I like analysts, Joe Buck, though. People give Joe Buck a lot of shit, but I like Joe Buck.
They're all terrible.
Terry Bradshaw's okay.
Fucking Terry Bradshaw.
But he's in the studio. He ain't,
He should be back on the field. Be fucking...
Anybody's better than fucking Chris... I fucking hate
back! Shut up.
So that's all the questions, Ryan. Why don't you do your thing?
All right, I guess if you want to find our shit, go to GameOverNation.com.
Where you can find that gift that we've mentioned.
Yeah, you can find the gift that we keep mentioning. You can go to YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation and check out the new videos that we've been uploading.
Oh, yeah, the last week didn't get uploaded on time because I was house-sitting for Javi, and joke's on me, I'm allergic to Johnny and Dogen. Out of fucking nowhere, so I started recording the audio and I was like editing it, and it's like yeah, I really like this game, it's pretty alright.
Mike Ditka used to be an ESPN announcer.
The noises Dylan's making right now are pretty much what it sounded like when I tried to record audio for the last last video, so it would be on this Thursday.
Peter King used to be a studio analyst.
Yeah, it's not good, Dylan. It's not good.
So then you could also go to facebook.com/gameovernation, give us a like, leave us a question, topic to talk about. You can do the same thing on Twitter at gameovernation.
Tony Kornheiser is a cornhole.
So with that, that is episode 147 of Game Over Nation.
I want to kiss Susie Colbert.
I want to kiss you. Karate, train your body. And that's it. We're out.